Snobbery with Violence, narrated by Davina Porter.
Sapper, Buchan. Donford Yates. Practitioners in that school of snobbery with violence that runs like a thread of good-class tweed through 20th-century literature. Alan Bennett. Chapter 1. All the world over, I will back the masses against the classes. William Ewart Gladstone. Unlike White's or Brooks's, it was simply known as the Club, lodged in a Georgian building at the bottom of St. James's Street, hard by St. James's Palace. Its membership was mostly comprised of the younger members of the aristocracy, who considered it a livelier place than the other stuffy gentlemen's clubs of London. Some of them felt that the acceptance of Captain Harry Cathcart into the club was a grave mistake. When he had left for the Boer War, he had been a handsome, easy-going man, but he had returned, invalided out of the army, bitter, brooding, and taciturn, and he seemed unable to converse in anything other than clichés or grunts. One warm spring day, when a mellow sun was gilding the sooty buildings, and the first trembling green leaves were appearing on the plane trees down the mall, Freddie Pomfret and Tristram Baker Willis entered the club, and looked with deep disfavour on the long figure of the captain, who was slumped in an armchair.
"Look at that dismal face," said Freddie, not bothering to lower his voice. "Enough to put a fellow off his dinner, what?" "Needs the love of a bad woman," brayed Tristram. "Hey, Harry, what? Rather neat that, don't you think? Love of a bad woman, what?"
The captain, by way of reply, leaned forward, picked up the Times, and barricaded himself behind it. He wanted peace and quiet to think what to do with his life. He lowered his paper once he was sure his tormentor.